Time won't save our souls. Time won't save our...
Welcome to episode 79 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm off script. And I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In this episode, we've just got a random mix of different styles of beer. There's no pattern.
Hodgepodge.
I'll tell you what. Guys, if you find a pattern in these beers, email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com and let us know what that pattern is. We also have special guests.
Try that again.
Special guest Jeff and John with us.
Special Jeff.
Say hello special to our Jeff. Special yes. guest.
They're both wearing hockey helmets.
Crack that one open.
Thank you. And they rode the half bus to school
beer.
Today.
First beer is from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company
out of
Chico, California.
I could tell by the stubby fat bottle.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
And this beer is called...
Does not want to be opened.
Otra vez.
Oh. Otra vez. A goes...
Guza style ale.
It's Guza, asshole, or what do they say?
I'm not gonna say what it's brewed with.
It's G-O-S-E.
Until you guys drink this.
I've always wanted to have this.
It's brewed with something. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. And I don't want to show you the bottle until you taste.
As a matter of fact, I'm not even gonna let you taste the beer.
Whoa. Have you smelled this before?
I've never had it before. Okay, so that's definitely got that sour. You should have told me it was a goes because now I'm biased.
Oh, when you did the yak reflex on one of our video episodes.
Oh.
So this smells sour.
Vomit.
Are you getting, I don't get vomit. No, I'm getting more of the...
Like
the slightly bile. Lemony garbage juice, but not quite that bile.
Oh, garbage juice, but not bile. Okay.
Oh, boy. But not vomit.
I'm going to need a Pepsi after
I was
this.
Excited, but now I'm not.
But it's a sour, right?
Do I have to taste it?
Aren't these are all like salty seawater things, right?
Yeah.
All
right.
Fair enough.
All right. It's got some crazy
stuff. Oh, I just ruined the surprise.
Dude.
That's unique.
No. Whoa!
Ooh.
Okay.
That tastes good.
That's like an aloe. The thing you break and. That is not a sour.
No, I
love the taste of it.
That is like a clean, like almost like a cucumber finish there.
It doesn't taste like beer.
Yeah, I was gonna say not.
No, this tastes nothing like beer.
No.
Watermelon sour
yeah,
patch.
Watermelon.
But no, I wouldn't go with the melon. It's more candy, cucumber.
Candy flavor to it.
Jolly Ranchers.
Are you really
watermelon getting, Jolly Ranchers.
So you're getting the watermelon? I get more cucumber and less sweet. I'll give you the watermelon, but it's like if watermelon didn't have the sugar.
Totally Jolly
Green
Rancher.
Green apple, watermelon.
Green apple, Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher. Yeah, Jolly Rancher.
That's it.
So the hidden
no cucumber.
The hidden ingredients,
you know, like
guys.
Hendrix, that cucumbery kind of.
Yeah.
Brewed with cactus and grapefruit.
Cactus.
I got it. Succulent. Yeah, okay.
Isn't aloe cactus?
Yeah, it is. Sure.
Otra vez is a tangy twist on the nearly extinct.
That's really freaking tasty.
Goes a style. It combines the zip of prickly pear cactus with a hint of grapefruit for a bright and thirst quenching.
I'm not getting
finish.
No grapefruit.
What is the Goza
totally
style? Is that
Jolly Ranchers?
Goes is like a sour kind of salty.
Briny,
yeah.
But refreshing.
Yes.
Refreshing, yeah.
Refreshing.
Summer beer.
But I've never had this this style of beer have a really Jolly Rancher. Green apple, watermelon, Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
But no cloying, though.
It's perfect.
No.
That's what
finish.
I really want to
with
emphasize.
With a clean finish.
It's not
this is a great
sweet.
Kid beer.
It's not...
When you go into a brewery and you know you've got your wife beer and you've got your kid beer, this is the kid beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so though. It does have too much. It has a little too much complexity for a kid.
Really?
No. It is what it is.
This is
you
almost
say Jolly Rancher spit with.
I wouldn't know that there's alcohol in here, and this is a beer.
All right, man.
Try some more.
I want to drink a bunch of it.
Right, I mean, it's kind of tasty. That.
No,
No. All right, yeah. John, you got to catch up, buddy.
No, I really don't like it, actually, but I wanted to see the bottle.
It's really
horrible. I just want to remember this bottle so I never buy it.
Yeah. Wow. That's super interesting.
Yeah. It definitely has the aroma of a good sour, right?
It does.
If you're into sours, it kicks off that sour, but the flavor, way different than a sour.
The aroma made me not even want to take a sip.
You and then taking a sip,
I didn't want to stop.
Right?
I do like a sour, but this had a very bile aroma to me.
Okay. So. Well, you know I've got that dead nose. Yeah, but yeah. I would tell you, but I bet you if you let this thing warm up, you would buy into this as being cucumber versus watermelon. All right.
Well, we'll do a little warming.
This is not a watermelon to me because it's not sweet. It's not sweet at all.
What I'm not getting is grapefruit.
No grapefruit.
I'm with the cactus, not the grapefruit.
Yeah. The aloe is what I got. If you ever taste aloe or...
In fact, if you get a sunburn, you slap some of this on.
Yeah. I think this is actually what I'd want to drink if I overdid it in the sun. It's like, somehow it makes me feel better on the inside.
All right, hold on. In California, where temperatures often top triple digits... Oh, I read that as in the top triple digits, not shit, man.
Like 199 degrees?
Yeah.
Global warming, mother humper! That's crazy, man! I'm not doing it!
So they give you a package date here, and this guy is going back to November of last year.
Yeah, well.
So this
I've been holding on to this one for a while.
It doesn't taste like it's been affected by the age.
I'm pretty sure
this is what it's supposed to taste like.
But imagine if we did get it fresh and if it was a different experience. But I don't know. I like this.
So between this and our next beer, I'm going to read a Listomania article.
Yeah. Okay. So I warmed it up. Total sour now.
Yeah.
No watermelon or cucumber. This thing went total to sweet tart.
Jolly Rancher. This is a Jolly
Rancher. I lost
Rancher.
All the watermelon / cucumber. Wait,
okay, maybe I haven't warmed as long as you, but now I've lost the green apple and just it's pure watermelon.
Oh, God damn it, I don't taste watermelon! I'm all fucked up in my taste buds.
All right, guys, from VinePair.com.
Well, there you go. Pear is a connection.
10 another great fruit. Craft beers for every fall. Yeah, activity time.
Right. In the fall here.
Do we have any of these beers?
Pumpkin time.
Any of these beers
We've
coming through?
We've had some of them.
Tonight?
So I'm gonna do...
Recently?
I'm going to read four of them. We're going to drink our next beer.
Okay.
Do three.
So I should get the next beer?
Next beer.
Okay.
And we're going to do three more. All right. Apple picking. Captain Lawrence Golden Delicious, 10% alcohol by volume beer from Elmsford, New York. I don't know what this beer is, but yes, it's nuts to pay a farmer for a premium for the privilege of working his field. Apple picking is not a cost-effective way to get your pectin, but it's kind of fun. Or at least it can be if you smuggle in a bottle of this triple ale, dry hopped with Amarillo. Dude, I gotta do this when I go apple picking, yeah. Golden Delicious is pretty much a straight-ahead showcase for apples and oak, with some vanilla and orange poking around. Raking Leaves. Harpoon Flannel Friday, 5.7% alcohol by volume.
5.7?
Boston,
Massachusetts. That's not bad.
Leaf Gathering is among the best.
Wait, did you say Harpoon?
Yeah.
Like the Whole Foods?
Leaf Gathering is among the planet's least gratifying chores, but this hoppy new amber ale will make it suck at least a little bit less.
I disagree.
After a long stretch where it seemed to focus mainly on cramming new fruits into its UFO wheat beer, Harpoon's been on a real hot streak the past year or two. Sweet caramel and earthy pine resin makes this a multi-dimensional take on typically understated style. Watching football. Ale Smith's Old Numbskull, 11% alcohol by volume, from San Diego, Massachusetts.
Ale Smith's?
San Diego? There's a San Diego, Massachusetts. What's San Diego mean?
Whale's vagina.
What?
San Diego. That's German for whale's vagina.
I was almost certain this would be the season I rode my high horse to Sunday afternoon, spent blissfully and better yet, smugly, unconcerned with professional football, but it turns out... You're getting the next beer.
Oh, okay, getting the next beer. Sorry.
But it turns out the NFL is not, in fact, human cockfighting stage for the enjoyment of the crass masses.
You said cock.
Who demand this barbaric theater, regardless of the havoc it wreaks.
Which one?
The one on the left.
Oh, the one on the left?
There's so much words you just said.
No, alright, there's something.
Words.
Guys, go to vinepair.com and look up this article. I'm sure it's funny. Last one. The last one between until the next beer thing.
Last one
until
the next one.
Shivering in a t-shirt. That happens in the fall times because it's like, oh, I feel it's going to be warm right today.
Look just, how rock hard my nipples
I'm
are.
I'm going to put a t-shirt on, but then it's kind of too cold for that.
Right.
Bell's Kalamazoo Stout, 6%. My wife's favorite fall activity is pondering what to wear, whereas I prefer to pretend it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This means I'm almost never comfortable from mid-September to mid-December, but at least I don't waste
Michigan.
3 precious minutes every day considering what I should wear. When caught underdressed, I find comfort in mid-strength American stouts. This coffee-forward beauty from Bell's is a nice hop kick to the back end. With pine and lemon notes.
Really, a hop kick on a stout. I want to try
the traditional roasty stout flavors. I like the attitude.
I know the next can.
I hate whoever wrote that article.
It's this. I love this article.
It's word masturbation.
But what are you going to do when you're half cocked?
All right, the next beer that we're drinking is from Green Man Brewing out of Asheville, North Carolina.
Excellent
brewery. And this is called what?
This is called, I can't read this thing, Harvester Harvest Ale.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I was excited, and now I'm not.
So Green Man Brewing.
Green Man does good brewing, but I don't know.
Just Harvest opened Ale, when I was in Asheville some? Several years back.
We got to give John a little more. He's got to catch up. That's where you, so, when you step on a tomato, and you
this
say,
is
ketchup.
What color is that?
A deep amber.
Deep dark amber.
Going into...
Copper.
Pretty clean looking. Not a lot of haziness.
Oh, malt. That is malt. You're not going to like this one?
I do not like it.
Too browny for you?
It's just the aroma only.
It's incredibly malt forward on this one.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember tasting this and really enjoying
this
it.
This is like almost a scotch ale.
Yeah.
On the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like scotch ales. You don't like scotch ales? Are
caramel and
Scottish are shite. All
right. See? Right?
No.
You didn't think it was going to taste that
it's
good,
just,
did you?
It tastes pretty
you
good.
You enjoyed
it's
it.
Just, yeah.
I can tell.
Smooth, you know?
Yeah, it's nice.
It gives you the hint that I'm going to go brown and nutty, but I don't quite go there.
Yes.
But, all right, I mean, aside from all the innuendos and but doesn't it do that? Like,
wow.
You taste this like,
yeah.
This could be a nut brown ale. But
you
no,
look at
you're
it,
not.
It's
you're
the,
like a good ale.
It's yeah. the look of it, and then you think, exactly,
mm-hmm.
And then it pulls
right.
Back.
Right, so I was angry, you know, just
smelling it,
giving it a sniff. I was getting upset.
Yeah.
I was getting emotional, and I took a drink in smooth, mild caramel, not roasty, not toasty. That was I was like, oh no,
right.
We're getting into the roasty, toasty brown, but not porter, not stout.
No,
but no, just a nice smooth
yeah.
caramel.
I think you owe an apology.
And then it's then. Just smooth finish.
This would have done yeah. well in the Martin episode. This has that really good balance.
Oh, guys, this is our interpretation of the classic Martin style.
Well, there we go.
It features traditional German artisanal barley.
This would have been a heavy hitter in there.
Magnum
because it
and
had
Palisade
that,
hops.
That trick going on.
Highlight a creative hop blend. The result
is
a deep
nice.
Amber
you
color.
You just keep pulling it back in, Mike.
And a hearty flavor that maybe you should do a beer podcast. That's, I take that back what I said in some previous episode. Or behind your back. You might have been in the bathroom. I was trying to replace you.
That's right. I mean,
and a hearty flavor
better,
that salutes the old world taste. Conceived in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, these guys make great stuff.
That's
right?
Really
it's
good.
Yeah.
6% and 30 hops in this
oh,
one.
Oh, man, 30 hops.
It's hidden 6%, too, because it doesn't come across with any of that boozy
no.
flavor or that, like, oh, it's not heady.
Well, 6 is borderline.
All you're right, though. This would have totally fit in that Marzen
yeah.
episode,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's good.
Well, John gets a little Marzen, then.
There nice. You go. You did miss an episode you would have thoroughly enjoyed because there were zero IPAs in it.
Right.
That was great, man. Green Man, more of it. Let's go to Asheville, do a location shoot.
All right. I'm going to do three more from vinepair.com.
I see the can for the next one, and I love that shit. That's Lawson's, is it not?
These were the things, 10 great craft beers for every fall activity, just to remind you of the article that you can look up, or it'll be on our Facebook page. Sweating in a down parka. Lawson's Sip of Sunshine IPA, which we've had before from Stratford, Connecticut, 8% alcohol by volume. Then... on the this was following from
Lawson's Finest one. Liquids, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
On the other 45 days of autumn, I like it to cool down with a bright, vibrant beer with a big old sun on the label, such as this modern New England classic IPA, which we were talking about in a previous episode, maybe.
Yep.
In keeping with my curious myopia concerning Vermont beers, this one's in fact brewed in Connecticut. Despite being
in Connecticut, it's not,
dude. Lawson's Finest is in Vermont, but they brew in Connecticut because they don't have the facility to brew all the shit.
Okay, right.
Brimming with all the juicy, overripe tropical fruit flavor that makes its peers and imitators famous. All right, bag watching.
What?
Is that a fall activity?
Is that like
bag watching?
Like an American Beauty?
Like old ladies?
Yeah.
Dog fish. Oh, the floaty thing.
Dog fish heads. Namaste, 4-point
percent. Oh, namaste? I hate that shit.
Milton, Delaware.
Wait, who's Namaste?
Namaste.
Dogfish Head.
Ooh, no.
My city has banned plastic grocery bags, which is mildly inconvenient, largely good, and way too damn late to matter, because it does nothing to address the insanity-provoking plastic flag that's been flying in the tree directly outside my bedroom window for the past 18 months. It's hidden in the summer, but I know it's going to be there mocking me when the leaves start dropping.
Who wrote this article?
At which point I'll turn.
We're going to their house tonight.
We'll get to the guy who wrote this article at some point. Alright, Harvest Festival. You're going to a Harvest Festival.
I am.
Deschutes Chasin' Freshies. 7.4% alcohol by volume from Bend, Oregon. I want to move there.
I have a friend who was there.
Unlike other parts of the country, we don't get buried in fresh hop IPAs here in New England. But I was... oh, they're New England-based. But I was lucky enough to get my mitts on... how do you say it?
Deschutes.
Deschutes Rendition, which is featuring Centennial hops this year. I was quite optimistic for this one because Deschutes is a top-tier operation, and Centennial is the dominant hop in Bell's Two Hearted.
Amen.
Perhaps my favorite widely available IPA. And yep. 2016's Chasin' Freshies rules with bracing grapefruit, pine floral, and lemon flavors.
Wait.
And just the right amount of bitters.
Was this a guy? This guy's a total dick. No, he just
we're going to out the guy.
He just later. Says Bell's Two Hard is his favorite IPA and he's in New England. Oh, I'm just...
represent!
Did you get the next beer out?
Oh, shit.
As I
come on.
Demanded from you?
I got the green guy.
Boy.
All right, is this the fourth one?
Is that what you put in there?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah. We have one more after this.
What's that? One hop this time.
So from Night Shift Brewing, we've had one of their beers previously.
I didn't do this one. That's
this is mine.
All right,
this is
from I don't recognize that.
Massachusetts area. This one's called One Hop This Time.
Wait. You were in the Massachusetts area and you didn't get any Treehouse?
Single Hop IPA Series. This, I went into... Shoebies.
Shoebies!
Who we've talked about before.
I love Shoebies.
So this is One Hop This Time, a single hop IPA series that Night Shift Brewing is doing.
So
I hope I didn't build it up too much.
All I gotta say is Night Shift, one of the greatest, most underrated movies from the 80s. Ron Howard's first directorial effort.
Stephen King story?
No.
Not that one.
No, with the guy who played Batman, Bill Murray. Not Bill Murray. Michael Keaton.
Jesus.
Michael Keaton, Henry Winkler.
Was this phenomenal
movie.
So sorry. Smell this.
Syrup. It's good.
All right. So this is cloudy.
Oh!
This is cloudy.
That's got that... This got that dank thing with the promise of fruity sweetness.
Yeah. Cloudy, straw, rocky head.
Oh, yeah.
Total rocky head. Like... of the evening, not that we've done three episodes in a row.
I'm just getting what you smelled.
Yeah, right? That's like, I just got heaven right there.
You could barely wait.
Slightly dank.
I want to fill my pillow with the smell.
I just, when I was smelling a little bit, filling my mouth. And it was like
the epitome of the perfect.
It's effervescent.
Yeah, man. I mean, this looks like it's going to be a juicy, juicy New England IPA.
That it is.
I'm starting to cry.
This is one of those juicy New England IPAs.
It does. The dank carries through, though. It's a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
The bitter carries through a little hard, but maybe that's the single hopping. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you do single hop, you may miss a little bit of complexity.
Just wait. The New Englander is not pleased with his New England IPA. It does come across a little Pacific Northwest,
the scent
with that
was good,
astringency.
But
yeah, I'm not saying the juicy. It's not juicy.
Don't tap.
Sorry, but it's just not juicy.
I'm getting a little pepper. In my IPA.
Should be in my Saison, but not an IPA. Yeah. No, I don't get pepper.
But it fades quickly.
At the end.
Does it fade quickly?
Yeah.
Does it fade away?
No, goes banana and then lingers.
It's
banana to pepper and the pepper lingers.
I'm a little bitchy about it.
Back of the tongue.
So I have
excited.
One of their beers, and we might do a video for that other one.
Okay.
During this episode. I'm not wearing my nicest.
I got my my sweatshirt on. Hey, Chris, we didn't eat dinner.
I know. We biked home.
We're like, we completely emptied the fuel tank.
You can grab a Z-bar out of there to refuel yourself.
Really? So it says hop type on can bottom. And did you notice what
the
hop type is? Citra. I am not getting Citra.
No, it's
on the smell.
And dank.
I got Citra. The taste, not quite as much.
At all on the. Huh.
No, I'm getting total dank on the smell and pine and no Citra.
These are in 16-ounce cans with the slapped on label as well.
So that makes them even cooler. Way more millennial hipster.
No, this is.
You don't like it?
Very disappointing on the flavor for me.
Wow. I like it.
The smell. We both had that thing.
Just amazing.
Let it warm up, man. Mm. Let it warm up and see how you feel about it after it warms up a little. Unlike the other one, which didn't get the same thing for you as it did for me. But this one seems to be mellowing out, but it could also be the palate blasting that could be occurring.
All right.
While that's warming up, I'm going to make Jeff even more angry by reading more of this article.
I'm raging. I'm about to flip the table.
To drink.
We didn't get through 10.
Fall activities. The last three.
So many words.
Setting clocks back. Lamplighter Lucid nonsense. 7.1% from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Some fool once told me that a certain beer has just the right amount of bitterness, which is utterly worthless information without context.
I concur.
The right amount compared to what? And determined by whom? I would never insult you with such a meaningless observation. And I'm going to skip the rest of what he says. All right. Eating fistfuls of mini candy bars that you've taken from your children.
That's Halloween.
Stone smoked porter, 5.9%. Alcohol by volume from Escondido. I can't wait to sit on my front steps eating all the candy I allegedly buy for the non-existent trick-or-treaters in my neighborhood.
With Jeff, let's get this guy.
The best mini candy bars are in order. Kit Kat?
No.
100
grand? Okay, I was on this guy's side until that Kit Kat sucks.
I'm on Jeff's team now.
Right,
I'm on Team Jeff now.
Kit Kat is for some shit, and then 100
score?
Grand...
What a score!
Nestle
Crunch, I like.
Score's
Snickers,
good.
Bottom. No. Almond Joy,
okay.
Score
and Almond Joy.
Anyway, the best beer to drink with all the above is Stone Smoked Porter because the chocolate and coffee complement candy while the smoky components add a bit of mystery and gravity to the proceedings.
What a dick face.
Okay, do you know...
Finally!
Alright, wait. Before we get to number one, I gotta go cut back
okay,
to
the
last
Okay, let's go to the warm.
The warm... No, you
warmed
didn't.
Warmed up beer.
No, I did. I had it warmed up. It's not good.
No, I think it mellows
it's
out
almost
as it
like
warms
a,
up.
This is like
it's a tease.
A tease beer.
It's a tease. Well, the smell on
it smells good, and you don't like to drink it.
Dive in, you're like,
No, so this has something. It's gonna come to me. This doesn't even taste like an IPA. Is this an IPA?
It is. Tastes like an IPA.
What do you mean doesn't taste
like
an IPA?
No,
I get on your weirdness wagon, but I can't get on the
finish.
It is IPA.
The finish is so.
It's just a little pithy.
It is, okay, very pithy, but very pithy, but not astringent. In the juice is
you are drunk.
Pepper juice.
But you're drunk.
No.
You're saying pepper in black pepper, not pepper as in like habanero.
Yeah, black pepper.
Yeah.
Black pepper juice, onion and pepper infused juice. That started as IPA.
I don't get the onion. But I got the thing because I was getting that fruity front and I was going banana to pepper like a Saison, but yeah, not as intense. But I don't know. It's a single hop.
All right. Grab the next beer.
Wait. Is it single hop that it's one hop this time? Citra. That is an abortion of the Citra hop.
But it did not present as a Citra at all.
We really try to stay out of politics on the show.
Go to the next beer. All right.
Abortion is not politics.
The last comment from the article in VinePair.com. 10 great craft beers for every fall activity by Mr. Will Gordon. At Will Gordon again. He'll be getting angry tweets from Mr. Lesperance and some tweeters this evening.
Hey, dog.
At Will Gordon again.
All right, this needs palate cleansing.
All right. Pumpkin carving. Very good fall activity. Trogues Master of Pumpkins.
Oh, we like Trogues. That's semi-local.
7.5% alcohol by volume from Hershey, Pennsylvania. This dark Saison has plenty of the usual pumpkin juice spices.
Wait, a dark Saison?
With pumpkin. Sure, but it also features real gourd meat and assertive black pepper depth from the yeast.
Oh, making it like our friend Jeff doesn't like black pepper. So
not only the most metal, but also among the best.
Metal!
That just sounded really
metal!
Old.
You can't go metal. You gotta go metal. Like you're, you know, rocking out.
But also among the best and most serious of the annual pumpkin crop.
With a severely teased mullet. With, what did they call when you did that waffle iron thing? It was called crimping? Not crimping. What did they call when they did that shit to their hair in the 80s?
I'll have to comment on his thing and say we talked about his article in our podcast.
There we go.
Thank you for the list, Will Gordon. I thank you. Jeff
Jeff Lesperance does not thank you. And he wants to know where he lives so he can beat you up.
He wants to fight you.
He does want to fight you. And Jeff is a violent, violent Rhode Islander. So you got to be careful. I'm saying all these things while he's not in the room so he doesn't punch me. All
right. Mike, we've got one more beer.
We do. I have
this
right
episode.
Here. Do we really want to have this great beer at
yes,
this stage?
Yes, right. We're going to do it. We're going
to
do it.
This is a legendary beer we're about to crack open here. This is one of the Holy Grail beers.
Yep.
Highlight of the evening.
What's this beer?
This beer is Founders.
Founders? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Their breakfast stout, not their
breakfast
Kentucky breakfast stout, which is KBS. It's just their Founders breakfast
this
stout.
This is the phone it in stout.
Oh, please. This is still part of that freaking Holy Grail, but the KBS is supposed to be the best.
No, this is the KBS is the Holy Grail.
That's
right.
The bourbon.
It's not part of the Holy Grail.
Fine. See, Jeff's back, everybody. The guy who hated the last guy, yeah, that guy's back.
Mr. Negativity.
I was just pissing on the cat.
Wow, coffee. Look at that.
Holy mackerel, look at that color.
I just poured out from the...
Ooh. Talk about
it. Yeah, you pour this into a glass and it actually absorbs the light around it and diffuses. Yeah.
It's like a black hole.
It is a black
it
hole.
It's a black hole. It pours like, you know,
it is
oil.
Milk.
Yeah. Milk, yeah.
Why is this coming?
Look at that head. Holy mackerel. That's a tiny bubble. Oh, big bubbles on top, tiny on the bottom. Super dark
head.
But
it's not a creamy head. It's a
beautiful looking, though.
It is tan. Tan head.
It's a tan head.
That's darker than tan. Come on.
Okay.
Well, you did a heavy pour there.
Yeah, I did. I kind of did. I poured down the center instead of on the side.
This is a breakfast stout because it smells like coffee and bacon.
It smells really good.
Ooh. It's mocha.
Chocolate.
Yeah, there's like a slight chocolate, but it's way more coffee, though.
Chocolate and coffee.
Yep.
I get more chocolate than coffee.
Really?
You get more coffee
than
chocolate.
I get more coffee than chocolate.
So I had a sip, and I immediately think I'm doing this a disservice by not letting it warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
To get the flavors of this kind of beer, you probably need to, this is cellar temperature.
What's our distraction? Do we talk, John, what's a recent beer experience you've had? All right, put you on the spot. You didn't prepare. Jeff, you already gave yours with the kegs.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
That was 3 weeks ago. Have you had one since then? Were you hanging out with your friends and had a bunch of different beers? No, that would be a...
No.
No?
I have an article.
Okay.
Is by that dickface from New England?
From the Austin Chronicle.
Austin.
Okay. By Eric
might as well be doing
Puga, them. Friday, October 7th. Giving hoppy beers a second chance, while IPAs remain craft beer's most popular style.
This is for John Dean.
It is also article. Its most polarizing.
Yes.
IPAs, by and large, are known for a single, albeit outdated characteristic that makes most of the three capital letters derivative of a more aggressive six. B-I-T-T-E-R. What's that spell?
Bitter.
Bitters.
Bitches.
And while IPAs remain craft beer's most popular style, it's also the most polarizing due to humankind's innate sensitivity to bitterness.
So, I've heard an article very similar to this. You cannot... There's a genetic predisposition.
Since many bitter elements
for us not
found
to like bitter
in nature
because
can kill
poisonous.
You. Dead.
Dead. A lot of people do not like bitter. And that's why I hate cilantro. Just saying.
Totally different.
Raw cilantro? Yeah,
very good.
It's nasty. Good. It's a poison.
Guacamole with cilantro?
Oh, poison.
No.
It's okay if it's finely chopped up in Indian food and maybe some salsa, but straight up as a garnish, horrible. Anyway,
so guys, I think the basics of this is, if you don't like IPAs, it's just...
You're wrong genetically.
No, you're right genetically, actually.
You won't die from eating poison like the dumbasses like me.
It's self-preservation.
You're just a bad person.
But can I... I'm gonna build on this concept, though. Have you noticed, like as children, we gravitate towards sweets, right? Yes. And that you never see a four-year-old going, can I get a glass of grapefruit juice?
Right.
But when you're our age, which is older...
Yeah.
We're like, hey, grapefruit juice, I kind of dig that. It's a cleansing, kind of good, astringent. I don't want all that sweetness, da da da. Because it's time for us to die. And we should eat the poison.
We're on
Logan's run.
Immunity.
I'm just saying.
I'm looking for the out.
Right. When you start desiring that astringency and you like IPA, I'm just interpreting your article a different way.
Oh, wow.
That's all I'm going to say. Just throwing it out there.
That's amazing.
And with this, how's your breakfast out? Has it warmed up enough? Because we decided we're gonna vamp
really good,
until it
still smells awesome. And
hot in a mug.
I mean, the smell doesn't fade.
But it does. This is a winter beer, for sure.
This is a fireplace beer.
Yeah.
I get a little bit of, as it's warming up, I get some bourbon-y notes, actually, from it.
Yes, I agree.
Even though this isn't KBS.
I agree.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
Oak barrel.
But I tell you what.
Yeah, exactly.
To John's comment a week ago, when we had the...
Rosette.
I can imagine having a glass of this and a glass of grisette and going back.
Are you kidding me? They're totally different.
But one being the orange juice of the breakfast or the grapefruit, and one being the coffee.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I see where you're going now.
So it's like that. Oh, wow. Seriously, try a sip of that and then try another sip of the stout. So we have some grisette because we stored it from a week ago. And it does.
I actually have some right here.
It's wow, that's a really good combo.
I wish you need some eggs.
That's exactly.
Some pancakes.
Or a beer that tastes like eggs and bacon. Perhaps if I had remembered to bring it, the maple Sam Adams that I had, but I didn't bring it, so I won't talk about it.
That's amazing.
That's nice.
But isn't that a good combo, right?
Yeah.
It does complement very well.
You can make like a black and tan with that.
No, I definitely wouldn't do that. But that's me.
I'm gonna see what happens.
Are you? Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I would not mix the two together. It's more of like a sip of orange juice. You wouldn't pour orange juice in coffee, would you?
No.
No, but you would have a glass of orange juice and a glass. Oh, he might be. This is like the radioactive bite, and he'll become grisette stout.
Maybe. All right, I shouldn't have done that, guys. I'll be honest.
We're good?
Well, excellent. 3 week old Rosette, you know.
Right. That's just not going to go. It's not going to fly. Yeah.
Wow.
And is the Grisette really sour from the design or just sour from being 3 weeks old and open? But it was a good combo,
Here's
right?
what I know. The breakfast stout is...
Phenomenal?
A phenomenal representation of the style.
Yes.
Some stouts come across as watery, light. This is...
Not that.
Chewy. It is present.
It's gruel.
This is present from first sip to, you know, last swallow. It doesn't go away.
No.
This is nice and... It is stout. It is toasty.
It's thick, stick-to-your-ribs beer.
Yeah, it is a perfect representation
Delicious.
Of the style.
But all of it pleasant.
Yeah, yes.
Not a negative sentiment about it. And it does... It is... I still don't buy the chocolate as much as you guys get, but I definitely get like that sweet finish.
On the nose, more on the nose than in the palate. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. But like a milk stout finishes sweet. This has the good bitter of a dry.
Mm-hmm.
But the viscous presence of it doesn't finish dry like a Guinness.
Okay.
Like, it sticks with you. It is meaty. It is...
Yes.
It has body to it, right? Not that Guinness doesn't, but Guinness finishes light. It's a dry stout. This is not a dry stout. But it's not a milk stout either.
No, and we say this every time we have a porter or a stout or I should have more of those. The reality is, I pass over the breakfast stout often.
Yeah.
I see it, and I go, oh, I'm waiting for the KBS. I'm waiting for the KBS, and it never comes anyways, right?
But or when it does, you don't get in line quick enough.
Right. So, like, I pass this one over, but it is perfect. It is
On
perfect.
The label, they say, double breakfast, Founders Breakfast Stout, double chocolate coffee oatmeal stout. The coffee lover's consummate beer, brewed with an abundance of flaked oats, bitter and imported chocolates, and two types of coffee. This stout has an intense, fresh-roasted Java nose topped with a fruity, cinnamon-colored head that goes forever.
Yep.
60 hops in here, 8.3% alcohol by volume.
60 hops.
Wait, that's 8.3?
Yeah, 60 Ooh. IBUs and 8.3.
That's potent. That's not a breakfast stout.
I would not have predicted that many IBUs.
No. But it does. It has a bite more than most stouts do.
Okay, it does.
It's kind of sneaky.
But we
had an IPA, so they might have kind of messed with
the palate. Flavor blasting.
I don't think I would have been 60.
So, guys, we had a crazy different selection of different styles of beers tonight. We had Otravez Goes from Sierra Nevada. We had the Harvest Ale from Green Man. We had One Hop this time from Night Shift, an IPA. And we had the Breakfast Stout from Founders. Mike, pick one of these as your favorite child.
Before I go to my favorite child, I'm going to go to the linkage.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say that each one of these is an independent creation of fine beer craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
They all deliver on a theme. The theme's not necessarily linked from beer to beer to beer. But each one of them, I don't know, they're all memorable, and they're all something I would want to repeat. It's hard for me to go with the Sierra Nevada on an Otravez because I'm biased because of the commercialism of it. But I don't know, man. They all were really good beers.
Can you expound on that? What are you saying?
Okay, so Sierra Nevada is so... Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah, but they're still an independent brewery. They're not owned by AB. They're not owned by...
All right.
And they make other beer.
Yeah. And they make awesome beers. And a lot of different styles.
And they did... That's the thing.
In many ways, they created the movement.
Yeah.
Are you doing the screw them for being successful?
Yeah. I was going with the goose out. Screw them for being successful.
What are you, a fucking hipster?
Well,
no. Wax that mustache more. Grow out that beard.
I keep it shaved, so I want to go Amish. But, Adam, the Ocho Vez was really, really good. The green, I don't think, this is tough, Chris. I can't, I'm hard pressed. Can you pass? You pass some.
No, pick, you have to pick a child.
This is Sophie's Choice. We need to title this episode Sophie's Choice. That is a perfect thing for this one. Because unlike Jeff, I was not disenchanted by the one hop. I mean, all of these beers, like that was an amazing bouquet, but the finish didn't
just
go.
Just pick one. Come on.
God damn it. I don't know. I'm going to go with the Green Man.
Green Man, wow. The Marzen.
But I think I'm going with the Green Man Marzen because...
Surprising choice.
Even after doing an Oktoberfest episode a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, but I'm going because it stood out and rose above that and said, even when that Marzen episode, I would be a standout. So I'm going to give him props on that.
Jeff.
Founders is a breakfast stout is a great beer.
Yes,
it's the perfect representation of that style of stout. It is great. The one hop this time,
You didn't like it.
Awesome on the nose. Disappointed awesome on the palate, so I can't go there. Green Man, it's just a beautiful, beautiful beer. Would I want to drink more of those? Yeah. I would drink a lot more of those.
That's your leader beer.
Yeah, fantastic.
Kind of surprising.
Ultra Vez, I have bypassed that on the shelf a few times, and now I'm feeling remiss.
Not. Yes.
That's just a surprising beer.
No, wait. I want to go back to that. Why'd you bypass it? Was it the same reason I was hesitant to vote it in as the best?
No, I've picked plenty of Sierra Nevada off the shelf that I enjoy. I don't pass them by for any other micros. As a matter of fact, the micros and nanos I almost shy away from now because I've been burned a few too many times by them. So I'm happy to pick up Sierra Nevada. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I picked up the half barrel of pale ale. I'm kind of a bit between the Ultra Vez and the Green Man here. And I said straight up,
no bullshit. This is a Sophie's Choice. Right?
Yeah, Jolly,
this is really hard.
Jolly Rancher on the Sierra Nevada, and that seems a little bit kitschy, but I would drink a lot of that. So I'm gonna go with the Ultra Vez. Yes, you're not.
All right, John.
I'm going to have to go with the stout.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's excellent.
It's a good beer. Good beer. And
do you remember when we brewed that cherry stout in the glass decanter? Or not decanter, what do you call it?
Carboy.
Is that what it is?
Carboy. Yeah.
Big gold thing.
Yeah.
Right, a good last one.
It's good.
I'm gonna go with the Ultra Vez as well. It's hard to even say it's a beer, but it's definitely unique, something new, and I liked this episode doing totally different varieties of beers. I mean, we
absolutely
really couldn't have gotten different, found different styles. So this was awesome. I mean, and I enjoyed them all as well.
The one thing I would give this, the one thematic tie.
You found something? This,
yeah. You go to a brew pub and you get a taster.
Yeah.
And it goes from light to dark.
Yeah.
It goes from a variance of different types of beers.
Yeah.
I think this one hits it, right? So you got your light.
Different. Yeah, there you go.
Your light Ultra Vez. You have your amberish Marzen when the Green Man. You have your IPA and the one hop this time. And then, of course, you finish with your stout. I would say this is a taster plate that we just had tonight.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
but it's a taster plate from a brewery of Universe that was nice and they all hit. Thanks for listening to CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer, episode 79.
I think.
You can find our podcast on any streaming media like Stitcher or iTunes or cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your theories on the connection between all these beers.
Can you buy a connection? I try to get it.
You can, we've got facebook.com/CNBC podcast, youtube.com/CNBC podcast, Twitter @CNBC podcast.
All right, Chris. In a study, scientists report that drinking beer can be good for the liver. I'm sorry, did I say scientists? I meant Irish people.
Ooh, drink good beer.
All right, we'll probably have to edit in the good funny one where you all laugh.
No one seemed to go my way. Who knows if I'll see you again?
There's like a beer guy there. His name's Dougie. He's, I don't know if their last name is Shuby.
Yeah, no, I know Dougie. From Shuby's, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We all know each other.
One for the wicked man. One for the peaceful protest that keeps the war in demand. Who knows if I'll